your daily conservative compass, unveiling truths and valiant standpoints. In today's cyclone of political discourse and judicial showdowns, where does one find clarity and unyielding truth? This question echoes across the halls of our great nation. Through the din, three beacons have penetrated the fog with illuminating force: The Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity. Each show, a vanguard of conservative valor, rallied the faithful and charted the chaotic waters of current affairs with precision and fervor. From the Supreme Court's trumpet call of unbiased justice in the face of relentless liberal onslaught, to the comical yet poignant reflections on the state of our political landscape, today's episodes were more than mere broadcasts. They were a clarion call to the heart of American conservative spirit, a rallying cry for justice, liberty, and the undying tenacity of truth seekers. Join us in this edition as we unshroud the day's revelations, navigated by the stalwarts of conservative commentary, ensuring your pulse on the nation's heartbeat remains steadfast. The Ingram Angle, a night of revelations and conservative rallying cry. Welcome, friends, to tonight's whirlwind journey through the latest episode of The Ingram Angle. Let me tell you, it was an electrifying voyage captained by the indefatigable Laura Ingraham, gleefully navigating through the stormy seas of today's political drama. In a pulsating discourse that felt like the conservative drumbeat to which America must march or face the dire consequences, Laura unpacked the jigsaw of the legal labyrinth surrounding a certain indomitable figure's battle against the seemingly relentless legal inquiries. Did anyone say witch hunt? Well, batten down the hatches. Ingraham certainly heralded that sentiment loud and clear. In the eye of this storm, Mike Davis, the stalwart founder and president of the Article 3 Project, and David Schoen, an attorney with a resume glittering from defending the indefensible, provided a tag team of insights. They delved into the Supreme Court's unanimous shunning of attempts to block a political juggernaut from the ballot. Through a mix of legal jargon and layman's terms, Davis and Schoen dissected how this decision not only underscores a monumental constitutional safeguard, but also tees up a fascinating sprint to the 2024 elections. Laura's commentary was a blend of fiery rhetoric and incisive humor, painting a picture of a beleaguered opposition frantically hurling spaghetti at the wall, hoping, against hope, something sticks. The narrative spun was of a judicial system embattled yet unbroken, standing as the bulwark against what was presented as both farcical and dangerous attempts to undermine the sacred electoral process. Slicing deeper, the Ingraham Angle charted the murky waters of election integrity, diving headlong into the thorny debate surrounding voter ID laws. As if conjuring the specter of election ghost stories yet to come, Ingram cautioned against mucking up the vote, painting a dystopian tableau where the sanctity of the ballot could be lost in the shuffle of mail-in ballots and late-night vote tallies. The show, in keeping with its tradition of promoting conservative values, pivoted to economize on patriotism and a stalwart defense of the Constitution. The critique was not just confined to the courtroom dramas. It ventured into policy landscapes, economic frameworks, and the health of the American spirit. With the precision of a skilled surgeon, Laura and her guests dissected the current administration's approach to governance, economy, and significantly, law and order, or the perceived lack thereof. The discussions were punctuated by moments of levity, ensuring that the weight of the subjects did not overwhelm the viewers. However, the underlying urgency was never lost. There was a call to action, a rallying cry for conservatives to stand vigilant again, sent what Ingraham and her cohorts view as an erosion of foundational American values and principles. What truly stood out was the show's ability to amalgamate in-depth analysis, passionate advocacy for conservative ideals, and a measure of entertainment that kept the audience glued to their screens. Each guest, handpicked for their expertise and viewpoint, layered additional dimensions to the conversation, converting complex legal and political concepts into digestible nuggets of information. In sum, the Ingram Angle presented a vibrant tapestry of conservative thought, a forum where discourse ranged from the constitutional to the existential stakes of future elections. It was a clarion call to the audience to remain engaged, informed, and resolute in their beliefs amidst the chaotic symphony of contemporary American politics. In this arena, where passion meets policy, Ingraham champions a worldview that seeks to preserve the integrity of the Republic, ensuring that its pulse beats true to the rhythm of freedom, individual liberty, and justice. And so, the night concluded, but the conversation, undoubtedly, marches on. Witty analysis, the political circus, jokes, gavels, and toe-sucking escapades. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all conservative persuasions, gather around, for today we venture into a spectacle so grand, it may just redefine the phrase political theater. Welcome to our analysis of the latest episode of Jesse Waters Primetime, where liberty leaps, democracy dances, and political pugilists prance in the ring of American discourse. First on our illustrious docket, let's talk about the Supreme Court's decision that kept the political pot boiling and the blue team sobbing into their soy lattes. In a unanimous smackdown that left liberal jaws on the floor, the court declared, "Trump shall not be banished from the ballot." This decision flipped the narrative pancake, leaving the mainstream media's biased brunch uncomfortably digesting a 9-0 constitutional reminder. My friends, the theater of justice provided a momentous victory for the principle of fairness and a tearful tragedy for those hoping to win elections without, you know, actual votes. Our prime protagonist, President Trump, took this moment to highlight the weaponization of prosecution against political adversaries. Imagine using the law as a lance in your joust for power. Trump's call to Biden was a classic move. Put down the prosecutor's playbook and let's see who the people really want. The echo of democracy speaks volumes, folks. Now let's address the rampant speculation masquerading as analysis in our beloved soundbite factories, aka the mainstream media. The narrative gymnastics performed by these pundits could have won gold if mental contortions were an Olympic sport. From declaring a constitutional crisis over Trump's inclusion to eating their words post-verdict, the spectacle was as entertaining as it was enlightening. Their acrobatics upon realizing the court's decision were a sight to behold. "Nah, we totally saw this coming," they claimed, dusting off their robes of faux wisdom. Oh, the hilarity of hindsight. Special guest appearances provided a rich tapestry of viewpoints. Alina Hava, attorney for the Trump campaign, displayed the kind of poise and clarity one wishes were more common in political discourse. Her discussion on the ramifications of the court's decision and the ongoing narrative battles offered a beacon of reasoned analysis amidst the fog of partisan punditry. And let's not forget the comedy. Oh, the comedy. Johnny's escapades through the streets, seeking the pulse of comedic tolerance in today's woke wilderness, were both enlightening and hysterical. From nearly learning the hard way about the dangers of drunken escapades to spelling bees influenced by the Kardashians, the people's tales were a reminder that humor knows no bounds, though some wish it did. But amid the laughs, the re lies a somber note. The desire to sanitize comedy, to restrict the range of acceptable jest, speaks to a broader cultural struggle. Comedy, the great equalizer, now walks a tightrope over a chasm of cancel culture. Yet as shown, humor's light refuses to be dimmed, finding its way through the cracks of censorship with the persistence of life itself. In summary, Jesse Waters' Primetime presents a kaleidoscope of political and social commentary, a tour de force through the absurd, the serious, and the outright funny. From the high courts to the city streets, democracy's drama unfolds, reminding us that in the grand theater of American life, everyone has a part to play. So let's embrace the dialogue, the debate, and yes, even the toe-sucking fundraisers, for it's in these moments that the true spirit of freedom shines brightest. Curtain call, folks, what a show, the Hanitizer effect, a deep dive into the political whirlpool. In the grand theater of political punditry, where personalities often loom as large as the topics they dissect, Fox News Channel's Hannity stands out as a colossus, blending conservative commentary with the unique panache of its host. The latest episode, provocatively titled The Age of Biden, not only lived up to this reputation, but surpassed it, weaving through the complex tapestry of today's political and judicial landscape with the finesse of a seasoned storyteller. Here's a more detailed endeavor into the myriad topics dissected in the show's latest installment. The episode kicked off with a discussion severe enough to make the Richter scale envious, as the United States Supreme Court delivered a shockwave across the country, ruling unanimously in favor of President Trump's presence on the Colorado ballot. In a ruling that sent leftist aspirations crashing like a poorly constructed house of cards, the court underscored the sanctity of the law, delivering a judicial slap to attempts at barring Trump from the ballot. As often is the case in moments of high drama, the left's reaction ranged from disbelief to apocalyptic grief, reminiscent of a Shakespearean tragedy, minus the prose. Jonathan Turley's insights into the ruling were particularly enlightening, slicing through the judicial jargon to expose the heart of the matter. His assertion that the ruling wasn't just a win for Trump, but a victory lap for the judiciary's impartiality, provided a fresh take, blending legal expertise with the narrative drive of a primetime thriller. No episode would be complete without diving into the abyss of the Hunter Biden saga, a narrative so riddled with twists and turns it could give the labyrinth a run for its money. Repedger Matt Gaetz, with the precision of a surgeon, laid bare the complexities of Hunter Biden's business dealings, painting a picture so intricate it almost demanded its own flowchart. The conversation artfully navigated through the murky waters of potential national security risks, piecing together a puzzle that seemed to lack more than a few pieces. The show then took a westward turn, setting its sights on California's latest legislative stroke, a bill aimed at extending state-sponsored homebuyer loans to illegal immigrants. This bold move, reflective of California's unyielding sanctuary ethos, was dissected as a masterclass in political strategy, aiming to tether illegal immigrants to the Democratic wagon with the golden handcuffs of governmental support. The discussion highlighted the long game played by sanctuary advocates, foreseeing a future where today's beneficiaries of state largesse morph into tomorrow's loyal electorate. In a departure from the usual doom and gloom, the episode delved into the lighter side of politics with SNL's gentle ribbing of President Biden. In a blend of satire and sympathy, the show managed to extract humor from the age-old topic of Biden's, well, age. This comedic detour not only offered a breather from the episode's denser content, but also demonstrated the universal appeal and necessity of humor in navigating the often choppy waters of political discourse. As the episode navigated through these varied discussions, what emerged was a tapestry rich in narrative depth and intellectual vigor, punctuated with moments of levity. From the Supreme Court's landmark ruling to the labyrinthine dealings of Hunter Biden and the Californian legislative spectacle to SNL's humorous interlude, the show offered a panoramic view of the current political landscape, underscored by sharp analysis and spirited debate. A beacon in the night, our charge forward. As the dusk settles on today's discussions, our path seems ever clearer, illuminated by the fervent discourse of Laura Ingraham, Jesse Waters, and Sean Hannity. Their words, far from mere echoes in the void, serve as rallying points for the conservative soul, invigorating our spirits and sharpening our minds against the myriad challenges that lie ahead. We, the guardians of liberty, must not waver. The battle for the heart of America rages on, with each day bringing new trials. Yet, within us burns the unquenchable flame of freedom, justice, and the tireless pursuit of truth. Let their dialogues not just resonate, but invigorate action, as we stand united in the relentless pursuit of preserving the integrity of our republic. In times where shadows loom, your daily newsletter remains your steadfast guide through the night, ensuring no conservative is left to navigate these tumultuous seas alone. Together, emboldened by truth and fortified by our shared principles, we march on. For in unity, there is strength. In truth, victory.